So then let's bring your husband, Elmer Bush.
And travel with me through all of this.
And you met him?
I met him in Los Angeles. I was doing Porgy and Bess. That was my first thing. You know, I got a Grammy for that recording of Porgy and Bess. That is one thing that was right. And 24 years old, I did that recording. But he was there. He was his friends were in that production, and he was a school teacher in Los Angeles. And he had wanted to study opera, and he had a beautiful voice, but he didn't get pushed, black male. So anyway, he knew, we were young, and we met and clicked, and we got married. I think I was 29, but we were together from me being 25 to 29, and we married. He was with me the whole ride. He was so supportive, and so
you probably couldn't have continued.
I couldn't have done anything for if it weren't for him. And he pushed me after they let me go like that. Every day he would sit at home and make me go through all my operas and sing full voice. That's how I could sing at 63. I was doing that playing for myself and just singing out loud every day. Tosca and Aida, I'd do it every day. Because I don't know. He just said, you just have to keep your voice up. And he loved it so much, so he didn't mind. He's sitting there listening to that all day.
So then how long were you married? And then he died.
We were married all over 40 years.
And he died.
Yeah, it was very fast. He had prostate cancer, and we had no idea. He was gone in 2 weeks. It was a tragedy. I was just, because I didn't know any. I'd known him since 24, and I was 66. Mm-hmm. So it was a lifetime. And he was the biggest supporter of all, of all.
Then when you moved back to Enid, he became a substitute teacher for Enid Public Schools.
Oh, sometimes he did that. And I went to just see what it was like. And the kids were so cute. Those little babies were so cute because they knew it was Leona Mitchell, because they'd have me come to a program and say Leona Mitchell in my street and everything. So I remember once I like little baby kids. I wanted to have an experience. I'd never done that. And so I went in there and I was like with those pre-kindergartens, like 5-year-olds, and they were adorable to me, but it was such a different experience. But anyway, the little babies, the ones that were 8 or 9 years old, they knew that was Leona Mitchell in there. And they those kids that age, they want autographs and things. So they would go into their class, and it was causing quite an eruption because those kids were, can you sign my sneaker? Can you sign this? And those little 5-year-olds were like, what kind of teacher is this?
Yeah, but wasn't it something that 9 and 10-year-olds
oh, were? God, they were really into that. Sign my shirt, sign this Leona Mitchell. They didn't know what opera was, but they...
And so Elmer served on the boards of the Enid Symphony.
Yes.
He collected information for the Harold Hamm Diabetes Center in Oklahoma City.
Yeah,
so he was
busy.
really involved in the community.
Yeah, he was. Oh, they loved him at the symphony. That he was all on board with them, on the board and actually just doing lots of things with them.
Now, you have performed in front of very famous people, many presidents, Reagan, Ford, Carter, President Clinton. And that's all at the White House, I suppose.
Several were at the White House, and other, like Carter, was one at twice, one at the White House, and then we also did a huge gala in San Francisco, and for some reason Carter was there. He came to that. That's the first time I met him, he and Rosalind. And that's a whole nother thing. Frank Sinatra was on that show. And he was, we all were at the San Francisco Opera, and they had all Dolly, what was her name? She used to say, hello, Dolly, Carol Channing. And we all were doing something. And so I was the representative of opera, I sang. And so Frank Sinatra brought his band and stuff. And so when I finished or something, Diane, she just died. She was the representative from there at the time.
Feinstein. Senator Diane.
Yeah, she was a friend of one of my friends. And But anyway, Frank Sinatra was there, and so I was meeting him. And so here's what he said to me after. He said, it's pretty good, kid. Pretty good, kid. So anyway, that was Carter. It was in San Francisco. And I remember the Ford thing was not at the White House. It was at a big gala. You know, they had they had all these people from Hollywood there and Cary Grant. Okay, so that was at a big place in Los Angeles. But Bush, I also did. Is he on there, Bush?
No, but if you
but
say
he
him,
is, but the, well, the, when he was, yeah.
You mean George not, W. or
no, the father.
George
yeah,
H. W.
Yeah,
Bush.
Yeah, I was at the White House, and I did something there for him. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I should put that on there. Yeah, yeah.
And but then others too, like Prince, now King Charles.
Oh God!
You sang before
yes.
him.
Yes.
Tell us
he
about.
He came to San Francisco, and I was doing Liu, and you know, backstage. Yeah, Charles, and then. His sister, Princess Anne. Yeah, she was in Australia. So when they all come to the opera and you have to, you know, be. Anyway, they're gracious people. You know, they know how to greet people.
Did you visit with Prince Charles?
No, they didn't. We didn't visit. We just got to meet him, mm-hmm. you know, after the performance. You just visited with him there. Mm-hmm.
That was before Lady Di?
Yes, it was. We all were young. He was young. He's same age as me. He's 75.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
and now he has cancer
oh
that he's
my
fighting.
Gosh, yes, right. yes, yes.
Other words?
Yeah, yeah, we all were young.
Sandra Day O'Connor?
Oh, now that's a special person because she's good friends with Judge Henry, who
mm-hmm.
we know.
Mm-hmm.
And so actually we would trade off rooms at Judge Henry because I would stay there and she would stay in that room too sometimes when she was there. In his home.
Oh,
we would spend
oh.
the night.
Oh.
And so he named it Sandra Day O'Connor, which I got a little offended. But I'll give Gref deference. She was, oh God, what a wonderful lady. What a wonderful soul. What a wonderful soul. I was so privileged to
And you were privileged her. To sing before Bishop Desmond Tutu.
Yes, yes, yes.
He was a
Wasn't
South African
that amazing?
Anglican bishop.
Yes,
and he was
yes.
the opponent of apartheid, the
yes,
racial segregation.
Yes,
and where,
yes.
where did
that
you
was sing? At OCU, and he came
at
and
OCU?
Spoke at OCU. Yeah, and I sang, and yeah, this is all because of Judge Henry. His little goings on.
He brought him in.
Oh yes, to speak there, and one of the most moving times was when. Judge Henry was being put in that 10th Circuit, and all of those judges came to Oklahoma. Wow, that was awesome. And I sang the Star Spangled Banner or something, and having all those judges behind you, they're still, a lot of them still there on that 10th Circuit. Matter of fact, he's one of the ones that went to the, he's now a Supreme Court Justice. He was in his 10th Circuit.
Gorsuch?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, I met Neil.
Neil Gorsuch,
yeah.
You met him.
Yeah, oh yeah, he was his. You know, he was in his circuit. So
okay.
Yeah, Judge Henry made sure they all know who I was.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gorsuch. Yep.